Shakti Vasudevaya. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 15, Text 22, in the matter of the description of the kingdom of God. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The goddesses of fortune worship the Lord in their own gardens by offering toasted leaves on the coral-paved banks of transcendental reservoirs of water. While offering worship to the Lord, they can see on the water the reflection of their beautiful faces with raised noses, and it appears that they have become more beautiful because of the Lord's kissing their faces. Generally, when a woman is kissed by her husband, her face becomes more beautiful. In Vaikuntha also, although the goddess of fortune is naturally as beautiful as can be imagined, she nevertheless awaits kissing the Lord to make her face more beautiful. The beautiful face of the goddess of fortune appears in ponds of transcendental crystal water when she worships the Lord and toasts him in her garden. Translation: the goddesses of fortune worship the Lord in their own gardens by offering to us the leaves on the coral paved banks of transcendental reservoirs of water. While offering worship to the Lord, they can see on the water the reflection of their beautiful faces, the raised noses, and it appears that they have become more beautiful because of the Lord's kissing their faces.
Vaikuntha Dham. He described the reasonably great detail in this chapter. The main intention being to show just what a personal place which holds. The Lord is there. God's Jews there, Christians there, the other devotees of the Lord are there in so many trees and plants and reservoirs and buildings, all kinds of activities going on, and lots of merriment. A very personal situation, much like what is found in this world. Except, of course, there is no old age. There is no death and no disease. So tell me. Naturally, when one has suffered and suffered in the material world, attempting to enjoy it, much like Lord is enjoying the Vaikuntha, attempting our best to imitate the activities of Vaikuntha Man. But each time, so much stress. What to speak of growing old and dying, diseases. But even if we take all that into account, so many other distresses. The very persons who we try to place our trust in turn out again and again to betray that trust. The very persons which we think we love and they love us again and again betray that love. And every step there's continuous competition for each person to come out on top. Each one wants to be the center. Yes, I'm the most important one, taking all this to me.
In spiritual world, that problem is not there. Krishna is the center. And Goloka. And then in various weapons and planets and expansions. Like Winter 99. And everyone is happy with that situation. Nobody else is trying to take the center position. It's satisfied. After the remainder is suffered sufficiently in the sincere world, then he starts to calculate. Right, all these things are being discussed, relationships, activities, his body, his mind, his intellect, sun, moon, the air, everything is being discussed. So let me be in a situation where there are no activities, where there is no sun, moon, ground, relationships. Complete opposite to what I have in mind. Then, alone, one, I will no longer be in distress. But it's a constitutional position for the living entity to be active, to live eternally, to be happy, to have clear knowledge. This is constitutional position. But here in the material world, because it is wrong place for the entity to express its constitutional position, then he just finds his rest of his head. And in the Ramana, Ramajyoti, he finds relief from that distress, and yet he finds no peace. His longing for activity does not go away. He comes to do it for some time, because he is tired. He's exhausted from suffering and suffering and suffering and suffering. Now, the Vaikuntha world, from which that light of Ramajyoti emanates, is not accessible to such beings. Not accessible because, ultimately, he is endless a Krishna. And there is no way to get rid of that. Committed the great offense of walking away from the Lord, of giving up our constitutional position in the church and us, and have attempted to be injured through selfish reasons. And there is no way one can make faith in that offense, except by the mercy of Krishna. The Lord is so much attached to his devotees. But when they desire the welfare of the rebellious living entities, he is then the Lord allows. So by the grace of the Vaishnava, one can find out about that world, which is full of activities. foodstuffs are there, relationships are there. And yet everyone is completely wasted. Everyone is in complete knowledge up to the point of their capabilities. Nobody dies. Nobody gets disease unless it's the distress of separation from all. Stress of whom I have not done my service in the best possible way. But such stress seems to be more and more. Even after the very entity is fortunate enough to come in contact with the Vaishnavas, to hear about that transcendental realm, Vaikuntha, Goloka, still, it is very difficult for him to be able to enter. It's a long association with material nature. One cannot give up the disease of wanting to be in the center, of wanting to be the recognized person. So even from the beginnings of the practice of devotional service, one is still very much situated and continuously meditating upon oneself. Thinking how I can become a great devotee, how I can become the master of the knowledge of the deity of the Bhagavatam, another version of Jesus. How I can preach better than anyone else. Sound better than anyone else. So on. But still, this disease can lead. It is not part of the constitutional nature of the living entity. It's a post-study. A body which you become very attached to, a covering you're not easily willing to give up, a covering which you cannot cast off by us, however much we try, however many austerities we may undertake, however many rounds of chapels we try to chant, pujas we may try to do, slogans we may try to remember, scriptures we may try to become masters of. But that attachment, that hunka, will not go away. We have to cast that off, we must develop deeper and deeper relationships. Those Vaishnavas who have become and are becoming free from the subtle wrappings of the material world, subtle contaminations, by entering deeper and deeper into the service of Vaishnavas, into the association of Vaishnavas, and the living entity will become free from the contaminants. The living entity will be its constitution of Krishna Das. Constitution. Actually, living entity can never be called as such. Constitution is certainly Krishna.
constitutional term. But it can, by the sanction, not the law, covered by the law's focus, of injury, ignorance. Ignorance of its constitutional position. A cover which causes him to forget that I am insufficient. And in such a state, it is possible to intimidate to put an illusion. It's presenting one body after another. Why are you an elephant? So you see so much grass in the air, chicken, whatever. Because you have a very, very big body. You need to eat and eat and eat. Even though a living entity, the size of 1/10,000, from the mind is a big elephant. Must eat and eat and drink and drink through this body. Since I'm president of a country, I'm a cobbler, mending shoes. Lord Bar, Lord Inver, and so my moves to the entities round to different bodies, and each time they become completely convinced of this is me. I'm an American, I'm an Indian, I like this, I like that, I don't like this, I don't like that. And until covering of vijaya is removed, then we cannot get free from this situation. By grace and by chance, you will find it so perfect. The intimate, not intimate, by chance, the last day, Krishna does not accept anything. Philosophy is not present. Whatever we may have hoped, whatever ingredients we may have used, they become acceptable by Krishna when the touch of course. In every activity, in spiritual realm, totally true. Sometimes in her form as a plant, sometimes in her form as Tulsi Devi, she will not like the form of her people, sometimes in her form as Vrindadevi, Vrindavan, Goloka, or Mother Vrinda, Dwaka. And she is moving around, arranging them, making it acceptable to the world. When you have a moon converted to hunter into a body, instruction given, and notes in the heart, put thoughts in the front, astonishing. When the prostitute came to hide out that thought, he tried to alert her. Eventually was conquered by her guests. Devotion, his instruction was to stand in front of the spiritual master accepts it separately, puts on thoughts in the feet to make the person acceptable to the spiritual.
quando a gente estão seguidos. Não é diáspora que eu vou chutar. Então, se nós não conseguimos, não causa um pouquinho. Só que não são seguidos. Por isso, a minha preparação é que não é seguida. Porque se não ouça, isto não vai ter fora da igreja. Será que sim? A tosse de Deus que isto vai ter. Vem lá a nós, a relação com o Senhor, Sancho Marcos, let it be by control. She provides the body which living on the deep takes a form of the particular service which is dear to the living on this heart. As a God be as proud of the way as a king. Now, he provides paraphernalia. There is no devotion without Jesus. We can try. But the Lord wants us. That's one footstep in shutting on the leg of the torch. All of the scenes totally destroyed. Not all of these scenes. I see the torch today from great distance, no more scenes of one fire. The scene of killing a baby in the womb, killing a Brahmin, killing a guru. Killing the cow. These Maha apparatus are vanquished immediately with each footstep one takes a certain amount of energy. One becomes qualified immediately for worshiping Krishna. A Brahmin may sit down and cook so many wonderful preparations to our Lord and Lord. He may have led a very pure life. He may be a first-class Brahmin. He may accept Vishnu's being personality. But if he doesn't understand that he has to put touch with him, is often will not be accepted. But somehow or other, a dog-eater offers to the Lord that he should talk together with the church. Can't refuse. The talk is there for the church. Tulasi means must be there. Tulasi worship must be. Tulasi beads must be. Not only in this world, but in the spiritual world. God is a fortunate, so fortunate. The Lord is missing them. And yet they know special positions. even evil thoughts. Because Swami is explaining the mind which cares. You should come to the garden, so many wonderful flowers are there. Lotus, the mother tea. Why is that? But the thoughts is not personal, it's not interesting. Vaishnava, many degrees of bad habits. Due to offense or whatever, may fall down from this position. Then by the good grace of Vaishnava, you'll get the chance to come back to the ocean. Without the need to undergo any hospitals, simply by taking one toxin, again situated in that moment. There was a very simple person, killed animals for fun, raped so many women, attacked people, was envious of everyone. One day he was out in the forest collecting wood. Collected up a bundle and started for his home. At that time the point of his death came. And the Yapadevas came rushing there. They were very happy. Last we get this simple lesson. One old sadhu, he was passing at that time. He was surprised to suddenly see that there were Yamadevas there, rushing along. And then he saw this man carrying a bundle of wood. All of a sudden the Yamadevas stopped. And he inquired from them, "My dear sirs, why have you stopped?" They said, "This is the most sinful person you can think of. There's not a sin he's not performed. And yet right now he's collected this wood, and amongst the wood there's a piece of sorcery. So we cannot go near. Our Lord, Yamaraj, has forbidden us to go anywhere near a person who's fallen asleep." But that sadhu laughed and went after that man and said, "You know, at this time the Yamadevas are following you. This is time to go there. And the only reason they're not touching you is because you're carrying this bundle of wood which has man somehow become purified by a good association with sadhu, a toxin. And so immediately fell at that person's feet and said, "Please guide me." And he gave him necessary advice that he was able to elevate himself. Not just transcendent, she's most dear to the world. So much so, even in the spiritual world, God's fortune is often chosen. Please. We know she's so dear. Bhagavatam, Tosi, Vaishnava Association, Harinam. These are the potent forms of devotion, the bow of the Lord. Sometimes instead of Tosi it mentions deity worship. It doesn't matter. There is no deity worship without Tosi. Tosi is not being offered, then there is nothing better. Advaita Acharya was a cool Mahaprabhu. So with Tosi. Tosi is not the best. Because he knew this was sufficient to attract the world. Narada Muni was visiting Dwapara once, and he pleased Satyabhama, and she said that, I will give you anything you want, anything. And Narada Muni said, anything at all? And she said, yes, absolutely anything. He said, all right, I'll take this.
Separation
is what you lose. When you lose something, and you become in great distress because that's true.
And when you find it, you're very much more happy.
Well, I've got it back, I've got to live out of it.
Much more carefully, so indeed.
Separation. And the higher you go into the spiritual world, the more intense that separation. You might wonder whether most of you are quite happy to see the world in the morning, in the midday, in the evening, and they go home.
But in Vrindavan, the Krishna is playing and disappears behind the tree. The
cowboy is just falling into an ocean of distress. Each moment feels like universe. To be out of sight for a moment before the stress. Separation is what shows the degree of attachment. The more you attach to something, then you cannot stand separation for a moment.
Becomes more and more intense, and its most intense form is called Mahabharata. There's no way to cure that disease. Radharani is pulling separation from Krishna, they put sand in one place on the body, and it starts bubbling. So
many pieces of pastimes. But I don't know. Yeah, I heard the question. I don't know. How long have you been in this one? Huh?
4 years.
4 years. What were you doing before?
Computer
technician. A computer technician. Were you chanting Hare Krishna every day? When you were a computer technician, were you chanting Hare Krishna every day? No. What about you? How long have you been in the body? 22 years. What were you doing before? Wasting your life. What, in chanting Hare Krishna? Now you're wearing Tulsi beads. Sort of man relating to Tulsi, your life has completely changed. Nobody can have a relationship with Krishna without the Tulsi. Impossible. That's why I think that the sort of man relating to Tulsi worshiping Tulsi. That's why we're putting Tulsi leaves on the preparations to offer to the Lord. Yes, you use the system that you know the time. You can chant the holy name. And you can, as long as it's not pure chanting, then you will get rid of all of the external sinful reactions. But devotion won't start. The Tulsi Devi, immediately devotions. It doesn't just drive away the sinful reactions. With each footstep you're making, Krishna's feet, accept that as devotional activity. As dropping in water, it tells you that's accepted by Krishna. She's giving devotion. Soon as Tulsi said, it gives you the fruit. Wherever you are. Isn't Kingdom the day you service,
eh?
What you understand is Gopis is only internal Gopis, which is Shakti. Krishna's pleasure Gopis, so there will be pleasure. They also know that pleasures Krishna enjoys so much more than Tulsi pleasures. But as far as the individual service, it's a different person to himself. All of their hearts and their satisfied with it. But the paraphernalia, the vehicle for their service is required by the divine. Shma Parvatam Ki Prabhupada Vilasanarayana.